All right, if we can we move on to item four? This is relevant in the sense that these are proposed amendments to the approved One Chai North Outline zoning plan, and the planning department and the CDB are going to brief us on those proposed rezoning changes. If you remember, at the last meeting we were presented and briefed on the station site and what's going to happen in terms of the new station which is going to serve Convention Centre. But we found out, and the reason for today's presentation is that there are proposals to have a building above the station, and one of the elements that will be discussed and will be briefed on today is the proposal to have that building above the station, exhibition station as it's called. We have CDB with us, we have Carol Ewan and Candy Young, and we have planning department with us. We have Elsa Chirk, Polly Yip and Kenneth Young. Ms. Chirk, I think you're going to brief us on the proposals.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. We would like to seek members' views on the proposed amendment to the approved One Chai North OCP. And I will do a short presentation first. Okay. There are altogether four amendments to the plan. The first item, item A, is the exhibition station site of the 13 to Central Link. We will rezone it to comprehensive development area. And the other three amendments are technical amendments, including the rezoning of the Atrium Link extension site to other specified use exhibition center to reflect the complete development. And item C, the Harbour View International House to a GIC subzone, and item D on minor boundary adjustment. First, item A, the exhibition station site of the SEL. It has an area of about 1.65 hectare. The site was mainly zoned GIC1 with a building height restriction of 50 MPD. The eastern and western part of the site was zoned OU Railway Station Facilities and OU Ventilation Building with a building height restriction of 25 MPD. Some minor portions in the north were zoned OU Amenity Area, OU Landscape Elevated Walkway, and area zoned as well. For the surrounding area, the site is bound by a future road P2 to the north. It will be constructed under the WD2 project, the One Chai Development Phase 2 project. To the east is Tono Chi Road, and to the west is Flaming Road. Great Eco Center and Harbour Center are located to the south. To the west and northwest are the Hong Kong CEC and Hong Kong CEC extension. To the further north across the future road P2 is the construction site of the WD2 and the Central One Chai Bypass project. Upon completion of this project, it will be developed as a waterfront promenade with a new ferry pier and some waterfront-related commercial and leisure uses. For the site, the eastern portion is the Harbour Road Sports Center and the One Chai Swimming Pool. The construction of the exhibition station is expected to be commenced in the year 2014. The two facilities will be repositioned at the site to its south. The center part of the site is mostly occupied by an existing bus terminus. Under the authorized scheme of the SEL, the station concourse and platforms are accommodated underground. Only the station entrance and facilities, as well as a PDI, will be provided on the ground level. In terms of geographical location, the exhibition station site is located at a strategic location in One Chai Waterfront, and it is a potential major transport hub. The exhibition station is one of the stations in the Coast Harbour section of the SEL from Hong Kong to MOT. It is also the interchange station between the SEL and the future North Island Line. Moreover, the site is located in close proximity to Hong Kong CEC and other commercial buildings. a proposed topside development for convention and meeting facilities and other commercial related use to be constructed after the completion of the exhibition station in year 2020 would capture the location advantage, optimize land resources, and meet future economic development of Hong Kong. Now CDB, Ms. Carol Yun, will brief member on backgrounds about the convention industry.
Chairman, on the proposal to develop convention facilities above the exhibition station, I would like to briefly mention some background information about the industry for reference by members. Overall speaking, the exhibition and convention industry has become one of the key drivers of global tourism development in recent years. For Hong Kong, according to the Hong Kong Tourism Board, there was a cumulative growth of 37.6% between 2008 and 2012 for overnight exhibitions, conventions, meetings, and incentive travel visitors. And we see the potential of further growth of the convention industry in the region. The global convention industry has been shifting from the Western economies to Asia in the last decade, and Hong Kong has a competitive advantage in the region. And I would like to use some figures to illustrate the trend. ICA is the International Congress and Convention Association. The figures shown here were released by ICA in May this year, that's last month. It shows that between 2003 and 2012, the number of international meetings held in Asia has increased significantly at a compound annual growth rate of 8.6%. It's worth noting that the compound annual growth rate for the worldwide convention market during the period was only 6.4%. So the growth rate of the Asian convention market is higher than the worldwide average. So what about Hong Kong? Hong Kong has outperformed the Asia average. According to ICA, our compound annual growth rate during the period was 11.5%, higher than the Asia and worldwide average growth rate. In addition to attracting international and regional conventions in Hong Kong, we have also developed our own signature events in recent years. Examples include the Asian Financial Forum, the Asian Logistics and Maritime Conference, and the Business Intellectual Property Asia. These events have attracted thousands of participants from all over the world to Hong Kong every year. So according to the industry players, we can continue to attract or to stage premium conferences on high-end services. And the exhibition station site with good accessibility is suitable for the development of dedicated convention facilities. With this background, I will invite colleagues from the planning department to continue to introduce about the technical side of the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you.
To explore the feasibility of a topside development at the exhibition station, an architectural feasibility study has been commissioned in August last year. The study has ascertained the feasibility of a development not exceeding 50 MPD, mainly for convention and meeting facility. To preserve the feasibility for allowing the future topside development at the station, the site is proposed to be rezoned to CDA. The planning intention is for comprehensive development, which is primarily for convention and meeting facilities, together with railway station facilities, a PTI, and other supporting facilities on the ground level. The CDA zoning is also to facilitate appropriate planning control over the development mix, scale, design, and development layout. The maximum building height restriction is retained as 50 MPD as the previous zoned GIC 1. From this photo montage, you can see the proposed building height restriction of 50 MPD as compared with the building height of the surrounding developments. The Hong Kong CEC extension with a building height of 70 MPD and the Harbour Centre, Great Eagle Centre with a building height of 143 MPD, China Resources Building, 175 MPD and Sun Hung Kai Centre, 202 MPD. The building height restrictions is to ensure compatibility of the topside development with the waterfront setting and to be in line with the harbour planning guideline for adopting a stepped height profile with building heights descending towards the waterfront. On traffic aspect, as I mentioned, the planning intention of the site is primarily for convention and meeting facilities. As compared with exhibitions use, it will generate less traffic. Moreover, with the topside development, it is expected that it will be constructed after year 2020. With the opening of the SCL and Central Wan Chai Bypass and the completion of road work of the WD2, the traffic conditions by that time will be improved. It is believed that the development will not generate significant traffic impact on the nearby road network. To facilitate pedestrian circulations, public passageway will also be reserved at the podium level of the topside development to link up with the Hong Kong CEC extension, adjacent building, and the proposed landscape elevated walkway to the waterfront in the north. Regarding to the pedestrian connectivities in the area, the blue arrows in the indicative layout shows the planned and grade pedestrian crossing after the completion of the road work of the WD2. In the west, pedestrians can make use of the at-grade pedestrian crossing at the junction of Flaming Wall, Future Wall P2, and the Expo Drive East, and access to the waterfront. In the east, there will be at-grade crossing at the junctions of Tung Lok Chi Road, across Hong Heng Road, and to the waterfront. At the podium level at Pleasant, there is a footbridge linking the Hong Kong CEC with Great Eco Centre. There are also connections from Great Eco Centre, Harbour Centre, with the commercial building to the south. There are also a footbridge from the Wan Chai Swimming Pool to the Sun Hung Kai Centre in the east, and also a footbridge connecting across Tung Lok Chi Road to the Wan Chai Sports Ground in the east. With the construction of the exhibition station, the two stations' entrance will have connections to the Great Eco Centre and Harbour Centre. Besides, there is a pedestrian walkway provided within the Harbour Road Sports Centre. With the topside development, pedestrians' passageway will be reserved with possible linkage to the Hong Kong CEC in extension in the west, the proposed landscape deck in the north to the waterfront, and also possible linkage to the east. This will enhance the north-south and east-west connectivities between the waterfront and other areas in Wan Chai North. As the site is zoned CD8, the future proponent should prepare a master layout plan for approval of the town planning board. The submissions also include traffic, visual, and air ventilation impact assessment report, etc., for considerations of the town planning board. We also wish to seek members' views on other items. The second item, item 2, it involves the rezoning of the Atrium Link extension site. It is located between the Hong Kong CEC and CEC extension. It was a subject of a planning application approved for Exhibition Hall in August 2005. The construction of the Atrium Link extensions has been completed and all the approval conditions have been complied with. Opportunity is therefore taken to rezone the site from OU pedestrian walkway with ancillary exhibition facilities, OU amenity area, and area zone as well to OU Exhibition Center to reflect the complete development. Another item, item C, concerns the site at number 4 Harbour Road. It is now the Harbour View International House. The site was zoned GIC. In 2010, the owner proposed to rezone the site to a GIC subzone and to include hotel and eating place in column 1, use which are always permitted. And also, they proposed to transfer school from column 2 to column 1. At that time, the Metro Planning Committee of the board did not agree to the application, but agreed to designate the site as a GIC subzone with inclusions of hotel and residential institution under column 2. This is to enable proper planning control over development and redevelopment, and to allow for building improvement works for the existing building on the site. In the light of the MPC's decision, The site is rezoned to GIC 5 with inclusion of hotel and residential institution under column 2. The last item is minor boundary adjustment. It involves rezoning of a level strip of land according to the Gazette Road boundary of Tung Lo Chi Road from Road to GIC 1. For the amendments to the notes of the OCP, first, to effect the rezoning of the exhibition station site to GIC, to CDA, a new set of notes is added. Remarks are added to stipulate a building height restriction of 50 MPD and a minor relaxation clause for building height restriction. In connection with item C, to use hotel and residential institution, specifically for GIC 5 only, will be added under column 2 of the notes for the GIC zone. Also, there are technical amendments to the notes according to the revised master schedule of notes to statutory plan. The explanatory statement will also be updated and revised to take into account the amendment, and the general information will be updated to reflect the latest planning circumstances of the area. The Metro Planning Committee of the Town Planning Board had agreed the proposed amendment at the meeting on 3rd of May. The draft Wan Chai North OCP incorporating the amendment is exhibited for public inspection for 2 months from 24th of May to 24th of July. Any persons may make representation to the board during the planned exhibition period. Thank you very much, and this is the end of my presentation.
Thank you very much. I suggest, in order to manage the situation, we'll deal with item A first, which is what I call, want of a better word, the CDA proposal. And I suggest we discuss and let you have our comments on that first. Context, members. First of all, just remember, although many of us have been members of the Town Planning Board, this is not a Town Planning Board. This is a Harbourfront Commission. Secondly, if this proposal was to happen, we're talking of 2020 and beyond, so it's a long way away, and there's obviously many opportunities from here on to influence outcomes. So this is the start of process, if you like, as far as I'm concerned. Secondly, it is a rezoning proposal, so although we've been given sketches and a suggested concept, We're literally looking at something in of a two-dimensional nature at this stage on a zoning plan. We may be tempted to try and design the envelope, but not today. To me, it's all about the harbour planning principles and planning department. Not a single mention in the submission about harbour planning principles. You should know by now you're going to get into trouble if you don't refer to the harbour planning principles, because this is what we're all about. So first item on to be noted, please. You need, whenever you come to this commission or to a task force, to reflect what we're all about and to respond in terms of the harbour planning principles. So please take that away and remember that for future occasions. But members, I think so far as comments today are concerned, let's review this in the context of the harbour planning principles. To me, it's all about connectivity, it's about access, it's about potential visible intrusion, and it's about impact on the enjoyment of the waterfront. So if you could make your comments, I think in that context, I think that will be helpful for our work, but it would also be very helpful for the planning department and CDB to take away with them. So please, I see a hand there, please. Thank you.
Chair, I just pick up, I'm trying to look at perspective actually from the Harbourfront Commission's point of view.
Yeah.
I heard, I've been being told, we are very competitive in exhibitions, activities, business on the global front. My question is whether because of the location of the Harbourfront that to make the exhibitions business very competitive? And if so, it looks like that was a request to the Harbour Commission's to extend the extension so that they can build a business. If not, there are questions whether that piece of land could be, as far as the harbour is concerned, would there be other purposes to make it as vibrant as what we needed and what we're looking for? in term of what we have in the planning strategy for Harbour, just to follow your words, Chair. Thank you.
I suggest Planning Department and CDB, we'll collect the questions, shall we? And then you can respond collectively. I'll allow four or five members to comment, and then you can respond. Paul, please.
Chairman, I would like to see the kind of aggregate pedestrian accessible areas at each level, elevated, ground level and subway level. Exactly where can pedestrians walk? Where can they sit? Where can they shop? I think I've sent to the harbour unit an example of a way of illustrating that correct, or at least in a way that communicates quite well. I hope the team received that, and maybe you can kind of help us to better understand. And I'm not sure whether the MTR is present. We had suggested that they would be here as an observer. But the subway level seems to be quite interesting now, and we see a bit more perspective how that would work. I would like to see that, especially whether it's how much harbourfront access there would be via the subway. That would be some of the key areas for item A. In general, because the Bureau was here, which is good, why didn't you put these facilities in the express rail station? I know this is TDC and there's New World, and there might be all kind of reasons why New World should be getting a benefit here, but why, to me it seems to be far more logical that you had put these facilities in the express rail station. And for TD, when we did the Harbourfront Enhancement Review, Fleming Road and those junctions were extremely critical. Why would we have more loading in terms of traffic? Yeah, kind of right in the most difficult spot. And I remember that all these junctions at Fleming Road were at the Harbour Enhancement Review when we did the study for the Central Bypass, came out as the most critical ones. So to me it's like putting a rock in right there where you had the most difficult, most of the water flows there, and you put a rock there, and to me seems to be causing trouble. Why there? So it seems to be, and that would then impact harbour enhancement and enjoyment if we just get more traffic congestions and problems here. So to me, it seems to be, from a harbourfront perspective, not very wise. We're going to load more traffic onto what is already a difficult situation, because that will impact the enjoyment of this waterfront.
Thank you. Please.
Thank you, Chair. I noticed that CDA, song name would be mainly for convention and meetings, but not for exhibition. And the nearby HKCEC are for both. That means convention and meetings and exhibition. And in terms of the traffic, I surmise that, for exhibitions, the traffic would be more continuous, but for conventions and meetings, they would be like more concentrated in this certain time when it commences, and when it ends, then there will be a lot of traffic. But then at other times when the conventions and meetings are in progress, then there would not be much traffic. And is there any consideration of this in zoning that into just convention and meetings but not exhibitions?
Thank you. PY.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, as the chairman said, it's very tempting with some of us who try to design the building envelope today, but it's not possible and we're not allowed to do so. And so it's not my intention to do so anyway. But, following the harbour planning principles, our concern is, since we're talking about comprehensive development area here, so we'd like to know a more comprehensive picture about, Paul mentioned something like that already, but actually the pedestrian flow, north, east, and southwest, right, comparatively, which is a priority, where are the axes, and you have to let us know a more comprehensive picture about the activity nodes, including the design of the waterfront open space as well. But maybe you don't have the details now, but if your indicative plan showing that where that bridge
over what, P2 Road? Is it necessarily that at the central part is actually the center or the focus? I don't know. So it's just a very schematic sort of drawing, so I'm not sure whether that is actually going to be so definitive. Also about the levels, again, it seems that we are talking about levels as levels, and are we also allowing for split levels, for example? So don't take the regulations as given and as such. So that's why we don't have to worry about the envelope, and we are not going to do so, because they are dictated by the regulations. So we end up with a mundane sort of architecture. I don't think that is desirable at this important as location. Secondly, about traffic, not only just concerned about the junctions, also the how are we going to do with the tourist coaches and stacking of the cross-harbor traffic as well. Since this is a comprehensive development area site, so perhaps some of the smallish GICs, facilities, etc., toilets, entrances, and whatever, electric substations. I saw a few sites at the waterfront edge. Maybe works already being done anyway, but it is at all possible try to integrate these things into a comprehensive development rather than dotting them all over the place. It will help the landscape and visual impact, please.
Perhaps draw a line just for the first round, if I may, and I'll come back at KY, if I may. If you'd like just to respond to some of the things we've raised. Is this the optimum use of the site, I think was the first question, particularly from a harbourfront perspective. A number of issues around pedestrian circulation, subway access was raised also, locational considerations, is this the right place to put this particular facility? Have you looked at other locations in Hong Kong? Traffic, you say in your statement that traffic isn't an issue, but traffic is already an issue, and even though the numbers may be relatively small, you potentially are going to compound the traffic problem. And the zoning, convention use primarily, you presumably deliberately chosen this because it would be a lesser traffic generator, but there must be some traffic numbers associated with that use. Linkage to the waterfront was also raised by a member. Clearly that's very important from our point of view. And the need, if you like, to produce a comprehensive integrated pedestrian and traffic solution. I think some of these things are obviously items which can and should be fed in. I mean, planning department, you talk about the proponent being asked to submit a master plan. Presumably before that there will be a planning brief prepared, and a lot of these items we would want to see included in that planning brief. In this case, I think it should be a very detailed planning brief to guide the proponent in producing his master plan. So maybe you would like to pick up those points, if you could, between you. Thank you. Who's going to go first?
Okay. Yes, thank you, Chairman. Perhaps I try to answer a few questions, and then I'll invite colleagues from planning department to speak more about the traffic impacts, the connectivity, pedestrian flow, and also the planning, etc. On the proposed topside development, the Visongling is basically a sort of forward planning initiative to sort of preserve the possibility for future development. And we consider that this site is a suitable site for convention facilities because we see Hong Kong's competitive edge as a service hub in the region. And for the future development of the convention industries, there is a consensus among the industry players that Hong Kong can target those premium conventions on high-end services like professional services, science and technology, or financial services. And for these kinds of premium or high-end services conventions, the target participants or the convention participants, they would like to be attending conferences at a location which is very close to the urban cluster so that they can have business networking and also follow-up meetings with individual service providers when they attend the conferences in Hong Kong. We consider that this location, the exhibition station site location, it is it has very good accessibility and is well served by public transport. Therefore, it is a good location, a suitable location for future consideration as convention facilities. As regards the West Kowloon terminus site, we understand from the planning department that the town planning board has approved the kind of master layout plan in 2010, which is about 3 years ago, and the site will be used for office, commercial and retail development. And the planning intention is primarily, therefore, for office commercial use, and the construction of the terminus has commenced. And then we consider that when we take into account all those factors, the locational factor as well as the location advantages, we consider that this exhibition station site is more suitable for future development of convention facilities. Therefore, we would like to preserve the flexibility for future developments. And also just now, Planning Department colleagues has mentioned that they have conducted an architectural feasibility study. And it, having regard to the constraints of the current site, it would not be suitable for exhibition use because, first of all, it's not a very big site, and the traffic to be generated from exhibitions will be more significant than that from conventions. So we have taken into account all these factors, and then we therefore consider that it is useful to preserve the flexibility for future development as a kind of convention facilities. And then I'll invite colleagues from Plan D to speak more about the traffic impact and other planning considerations. Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, may I elaborate more on our consideration on the traffic aspect? Actually, we now the planning intention for this CDA is primarily for the meeting and convention facilities. This is confirmed by our architectural feasibility study commissioned last year. That because actually, according to the transport department, the traffic generated from the exhibition uses should be more than that of the convention. So given the traffic issue is one of the major concerns in that area. So in our proposal, we have fully taken into account all the traffic aspect and the potential impact to the area. But we are talking about the implementation program of this site. It is intended to be maybe the construction maybe start after the completion of the exhibition station. That means after 2020. That means that by that time, apart from the exhibition station that will be complete and in operation, the roadworks, including the Rancheri, Central Rancheri Bypass, and also the planned road improvement works, including the junctions of the surrounding roads, that will be completed by 2017. So we expect that the traffic will be improved a lot in that area. And for the direction of the pedestrians, so the focus of this, the means the users are for mainly the meeting and conventions. So we expect that part of the pedestrians may make good use of the railway, which is our public transport strategy, that directly from the basement and go to that station direct. So together with all the PTI and the public transport nearby in that area, so we expect that the station would to great extent help divert the pedestrian flow as well. Together with the proposed pedestrian network, including as demonstrated in Michael Nis in the slide, that is, we have the you can see maybe our study that is a schematic plan showing the proposed or possible pedestrian collections at the podium level. So you will see as planned under our OECP in the northern part, there will be a landscape deck leading to the waterfront. So allowing this topside development at above the station, we can impose our requirement, that is including the pedestrian collection, the landscape proposal, urban design concepts into our planning brief, which will form the basis for the applicant to prepare the master layout plan for the approval of the town plan board. So we can say that provide a very good opportunity for the applicant to have a design to integrate with that proposed or planned landscape bed in, to the north, to the waterfront. In addition, with this topside development, you can see we can have the western lane direct to the Hong Kong CEC. So this is additional production lane from that topside to the surrounding areas. And to the east and to the south, we can join this from that side to the sports ground, and to the south, existing commercial buildings. So through our imposition of the design guidelines and also the landscape concepts requirements, I think for a comprehensive planning, the situation could allow the applicant flexibility and a comprehensive view and design for that area. And also, so we can see from transfer impact that apart from that master layout plan, they also should include the visual impact analysis, air ventilation analysis, and also the traffic impact analysis for the town plan board to get the approval. So we think the applicants should fully address all the concern department's concern, so in their application. So we also welcome members' view in the future master layout plan, so we can sit members' view on that master layout plan in the future once available. And for
Clarify, you will be preparing a planning brief?
Yeah, we are going to, once the rezoning approval is granted, we will start to prepare the planning brief, which form a basis for the applicant to have the master layout plan. And for the subway that members suggest, we have liaised with the MTRC and the highways department to see whether there is scope any subway leading to the waterfront. But they say they have the in our current proposal, apart from the podium deck level production collections, as mentioned, and also in the eastern and the western part, we have great crossings. At that stage, that is all we see the possible one. But regarding the basement or the subway pedestrian, and you will see it depends on the pedestrian flow as well. So at this stage, we have no plan. But actually, we welcome members' view and refer to the MTRC as well. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And also, for the design concept, actually, may I take this opportunity to elaborate more? That is, we retain our building height restriction maximum, that is 50 MPD, that is same as the current plan in the GIC zone. So in the future, that is, the maximum building height is just up to the 50 MPD, and existing level is 4 MPD. So I think it should be compatible with the surrounding buildings, and we maintain the step height profile in our design work. And also, we propose also in our planning statement, we require the applicant to show and indicate the interface with the surrounding buildings and as well as the exhibition station as well. So they have need to provide an open space not less than 1,000 meters square in the west north corner of the site at least, and provide a setback and also a creative design to us. So that is one of our proposed, that means the requirements staying in our planning brief. And we also welcome if there are any design requirements or any suggestions as well from members.
Thank you. Thank you very much. KY, we'll do another round of questions now, if we may. Thank you. KY, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to exactly follow on the traffic impact as well as pedestrian flow. But before that, I would like to comment on the site, the usage as a convention center. Well, as Harbour Fund of a commission, I would say that the use of building up a convention center there is probably not in concurrent. With the waterfront setting in a way that it brings vibrancy. It's whatever it is, it's better than just an open air bus terminals, right? So on that side it's good, except that we have this Wan Chai Reclamation. We haven't had a chance to have an urban design of the new reclamation area, which I think well, it's really our fault. We haven't been pushing hard enough to have it started. And now this requirement or this proposal jumped the gun. So that we missed the opportunity of looking at it holistically. But that is reality. And I can only say accept it on the basis that if it's not in congruent, it brings vibrancy, that's fine, right? Traffic impact. Yes, it has been expected, it has all along we have been expecting that the traffic, particularly at the junctions, some of these junctions in Wan Chai, waterfront area will be greatly improved upon the completion of the Central Wan Chai Corridor in 2017. But I also remember that it was, I think it was 2006, the former WD2 reveal and then the HER studies end up before we make a final decision, we had an expert panel. Actually, that expert panel looked at all the junctions with and without this Wan Chai Central bypass, and the information, as far as I can recall, was even with the Wan Chai Central bypass, there would be one junction which is still actually at its capacity or probably exceeding its capacity. For details of which junction it was, I must say I do not keep the paper, I've forgotten about that, but perhaps it's worthwhile for the Transport Department to revisit this point, because even without this convention center, there is already one junction exceeding the capacity. With the convention center, with more development, it can only be worse, not better. Right, and also, of course, I fully agree that it's better to have a convention purpose than for exhibition purpose in terms of traffic impact. But the existing HKCEC and its extension serve dual purpose. And will there be a plan to actually move some of the convention facility from the existing HKCEC so that there will be more floor space for exhibition? If it's the case, then the traffic impact will still be there, particularly during before and after an exhibition, a major exhibition. So that is the traffic impact, which I think we have looked more carefully. As far as pedestrian flow, everybody who actually be in that area in the morning or evening peak knows, without any measurement, knows that the footbridge between the Wan Chai station and HKCEC and the government offices, that footbridge is so congested that it's not easy to walk along. Now, with more development on the Wan Chai waterfront, that can only be worse. But of course, there can be the argument that the Southeast Central Link will actually help to divert some of the passengers or the level of the pedestrian traffic away from the Hong Kong Island Line. But on that point, I think it's worthwhile. And as Chairman, you mentioned that MTR doesn't have anybody here today. I think it's worthwhile for them to actually provide their passenger traffic forecast of these two lines and see whether there will be, sorry, to derive whether that footbridge will be even more congested. Because, yes, the footbridge from this new convention center will move into HKCEC, but that means they just move into the trouble spot. Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Who hasn't had a say? Please. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think instead of taking a perspective from the proponent's perspective, I think I'm trying to take myself as a waterfront user's perspective, whether this development can be supported if I bring my families, if I bring my friends along the waterfront, will I welcome this particular development in terms of land uses, in terms of the convenience? I think to both questions, the answer is yes. I would certainly welcome more different land uses closer to the waterfront to increase the vibrancy. I would certainly welcome the proximity of the railway station, the mass transit station, to be close by. And I certainly welcome that particular facilities can be integrated with the waterfront so that I can take the whole day entertainment, indoor and outdoor, for leisure. Obviously, we are just talking about the rezoning of the area rather than the technical assessment. That is going to be determined by the government under the different technical assessments, both traffic and pedestrians. But in terms of land uses, I think the CDAY proposal is supportable for the two reasons I mentioned. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Paul, second round.
Second round, Chairman. I hope we can see a better plan for the elevated level of what that podium is going to be, and whether should the podium be bigger or smaller, and what are the activities that are permissible there and going to be entertained. Whether when Suki takes his family there, you can have a cup of coffee and look out over the water from the podium deck, or this, like, I think we'd have to see how this is going to be activated at podium level. So I hope we can see a better plan for the pedestrian accessible spaces in terms of its activity. On the subway level, I think it would be recommendable to see how all of these points are going to be connected. And I would suggest that connecting with the waterfront, even though you may not get a high utility for the tunnel, it's definitely beneficial. And on the ground level, just a little point. I'm not sure how you're going to go from the New World Hotel, which is marked D. How are you going to walk to the waterfront with the blue crossings? There are no crossings. So you're stuck. You have to go across the other side of the road and then walk back and forth. I'm just pointing it out. I pointed it out about a year ago to the Transport Department, and I'm pointing it out again, that you can no longer walk to the waterfront from New World Harbourview Hotel at ground level. There is no crossing drawn up in the drawing. Minor detail, but it's attention to detail. So I think we've got to see at ground level how these things are going to work, and then I would be happier. I concur with KY entirely that the Hong Kong Convention Exhibition is currently used for part exhibition and a lot for conventions. And if we open a convention center next door, then the convention business will shift to the convention center, and then there will be more exhibitions in the exhibition center. So the suggestion that there is no impact is very premature, if I put it politely. So I think we've got to see the details. Now, when we put in questions like, with the traffic impact, planning department comes back and says traffic will improve a lot. That to me is child's commentary. We need facts, details. We need details. We had an Harbourfront Enhancement Review. We had hard details, capacity. We had flow studies. We had all the details. It's right there. It's actually online. And Fleming Road was the critical juncture that we can't resolve. So, and that's, the traffic assessment has been done for this. If we're now going to support this, then it goes through the Town Planning Board. They approve it. And then we're going to see how we can mitigate with a traffic impact assessment. Well, it's too late. So I don't think we can support this at this stage without having seen all the details sorted out. And then if we can support it, then we can see how we're going to improve it. But we can't turn, it's like the horse in front of the cart in front of the horse. So on the basis that, we cannot get any more information, then traffic will improve a lot. On that basis, I think we cannot support any further this discussion, and we have to defer it and get more information, discuss it further at our next meeting. That's what I would call for. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
Chair, just minor details on the traffic impact. It's about the loading and unloading. And between exhibitions, they are probably about 2 days where they dismantle and put a setting up. The time for 2 days is limited. A bigger, more space, you've got more traffic. And I can speak from my own experience about the loading. When the lorry trying to pack it up is just all, traffic is just chaotic over there. That is my concern. They have to sort it out.
Thank you. Please.
Thank you, Chair. I think we have emphasized enough about the traffic issues, and I think that has to be resolved in order for us to fully support this rezoning proposal. And another aspect, I know we are not going to talk about design here, but then we talk about drafting the design brief for that site. And I look at this picture we are shown here in the screen, and I notice that even though the building itself on a district-wide level may not be contravening the harbor planning principles, but then just think about what would happen to the existing two office buildings there, and also the reprovisioned sports and leisure facilities there. I think that the junction between the new buildings and those buildings would need a careful design. You see the slots of white space there, and those space would be terrible if we allow this plan to be built. And so I think in drafting the design brief, I think something has to be put there regarding the junction. Thank you.
Thank you. Peter, please.
Yes, I think we've almost talked.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I think we've almost talked our way through this, haven't we, really? But, you know, One Shine North is very much a kind of no man's land at the moment. The buildings are very bland. They cover 100% of the site. There's virtually no ground-level pedestrian circulation to speak of. And the elevated circulation system is entirely functional, really. There's little to animate the spaces. Again, when I look at that plan and I look at the connection over Hung Hing Road, it looks eerily similar to the competition-winning entry for Tamar. And it's so easy, you know, when you look at these sort of things, to think, yes, it could be interesting and exciting. But I think everything, at the end of the day, comes down to setting design parameters for the site. And everything, as Paul said, really does come down to the planning brief at the end of the day. Simply setting a 50-meter PD height and calling it sort of, well, we call it three things actually: convention facilities, meeting rooms, and then we have several mentions of commercial space. And I'm not entirely sure if this is separate commercial space or something that's related to the extended convention facilities. Convention facilities essentially comprise quite large halls with quite a high internal height of maybe 7 or 8 meters. Meeting facilities generally have an internal height of about 3.5 meters. So we could end up with up to 15 floors here. And the massing design, we haven't seen a sort of architectural concept, but the massing design seems to suggest almost 100% site coverage. So I think there's a number of things really that we need to very importantly put into the brief. There are other mentions of things like interface with surrounding buildings. Well, clearly there has to be some kind of interface, but what that actually means in practice, this is an important building. It's the backcloth to the harbour front. It doesn't exactly link with it because Hung Hing Road runs east-west, but certainly in terms of having something that's interesting, exciting, as Shuki said, you know, something that at least on the bottom few levels does have a degree of design animation is extremely important. And so I would completely agree with those who said that we need really to see the planning brief in detail and what sort of design parameters are going to be built in. Just one further point, nobody's really talked about quite why, maybe I've missed something here, but why we are rezoning the Harbourview International House.
Sorry, we'll come to those in a minute. Let's just focus on item A.
Finished.
Yeah, thank you. Shuki, did I see your hand? Sorry.
I think maybe planning department may have to correct me if I were wrong. Now, we are talking about a rezoning proposal here, and I believe planning department will have to come back to the Harbourfront Commission for a presentation of the planning brief when it's come to a kind of sort of presentable manner. And also, if the proponent, the project proponent, is able to secure the site, right? And they or he or she has to come back to us to present the Section 16 application with all the technical details.
Yeah.
And whether we can support the proposal up to a maximum. Obviously, we would have several opportunities to review all the technical details. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Members, can we draw a line now and ask Planning Department to respond?
just jotting down the notes as the people have been commenting, it's largely around traffic, that those concerns remain, particularly if we get a relocation of convention facilities to the new building and we see more exhibitions taking place in the existing facilities. So indirectly there may be a significant increase in exhibition usage. So I think we need a bit of comfort, if you like, on that. Linkages discussed in some detail, people movement discussed in some detail, particularly linkages to the waterfront. Perhaps you could respond as best you can today. I mean, I think we are looking at a series of steps, if you like. Hopefully you can take away the comments today. They can be fed into the planning brief. I would like to see you come to the Commission not with the brief, but when you start to draft the brief. So we have a working involvement, if you like, in the brief, particularly in the context of the harbour planning principles, because I want to see those principles, if you like, almost the top line in terms of the brief. Any proponent needs to adhere very closely to harbour planning principles. So I would want you to come and see us with the draft brief as early as possible. My other question was, presumably for you to make statements about traffic as you do here, there has been a, albeit maybe an initial traffic study done. I can't believe you'd make the statements you are doing unless there hadn't a study been done. Is there any reason why we can't see the outcome of that study? Not necessarily today, but in a subsequent briefing, because the traffic issue is not going to go away, I suspect, nor is the pedestrian issue, but more particularly the traffic. So if you can come to us with the results of that initial study on a future occasion, I think that would be very beneficial. But please, maybe you'd like to answer some of the questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Maybe I note a member's great concern on the traffic, as stated earlier pre-meeting and just now. So that is why we propose primarily for convention and meeting facilities only, but not exhibition. And the second point that is, we note that in the area, the traffic, that is why we can say the traffic would improve a lot in that area, because in view of the coming strategic roadworks here, actually the Central Wanchai Bypass, and also that is repaired about the roadworks improvements. That is proved by transport departments that will greatly improve the area, in particular the Wanchai North area as well. And our architectural feasibility study has taken into account of the proposed uses, that is the impact of that proposed uses, the convention and meeting facilities to the traffic nearby, and we have the prelim and assessment and confirmed by transport department that it is feasible and will not cause adverse traffic impact in that area.
Yeah, you're making a very categorical statement, and I'm asking you to support that statement.
But I can tell that is, we estimate that about, for example, the pedestrian flow generated from these facilities and take transport department's view. But I would like to stress that our proposal now is seat members' view on our proposed amendment to CDA. So as I said, we have a couple of occasions to elaborate our view, and we have give a flexibility to allow that is a development for above the top. That means at the top of the exhibition station, that is to allow flexibility to optimize our land uses resources. And from the time move on, we can have the planning brief to stay our requirements, including all those members' concern, landscape, urban design as well. And also we can ask the applicant to have when there is available the technical assessment, they can sit members' view again before seeking approval from the time plan board. So I just want to stress that we would like to just propose a rezoning, just as for CDA zone, allow a comprehensive design control and flexibility for the future topside developments. Yeah.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, I know Winnie wants to say something, but you make it, you justify this in many ways on minimum traffic impact. You actually, there's a whole section here on traffic, and you actually make the statement, expected that the development would not generate significant traffic impact in the nearby road network. How can you make that statement unless you've done some homework? Sure. But sorry, Winnie, I think you want to say something.
Thank you, Chairman. I think we heard a number of members' views, particularly on the traffic impact, which Chairman has just mentioned. Perhaps for the planning department, we'll go back and prepare some information, especially when they are coming back with the draft planning brief, etc., to illustrate more clearly on the traffic impact assessment or on the traffic impact information, so as to facilitate members' further discussion on the planning parameters or the planning brief details, etc. I think that would be helpful for members.
I think it's essential. Sorry, TD, I think is waving. Please.
Yes, Chairman. I may like to raise a few points. First of all, the traffic at that location will be improved upon the completion of the Wan Chai development phase 2 ground level roads, as well as the central Wan Chai bypass. So that is a definite point. Traffic situation in Wan Chai North will be improved. The second point is this piece of land will have some sort of land use. We are now talking about is to use it as a convention facility. If it is suitable for rezoning, then you can support. If not, you can reject. The other, the third point is, if there must be some land use on this plot of land, convention facility will generate the least amount of traffic. So, I would like member to take into account this point that. We are now thinking about some sort of land use which will generate the least amount of traffic in the future. Thank you, Chairman.
I don't think we necessarily doubt that, but we're asking for some support. We're not getting the support. The Planning Department, there weren't two other issues which I think we wanted you to address. I particularly want you to address this possibility that convention facilities would all be located in the new facility, and we find we have more exhibition facilities in the existing facility. So is that a possibility? Is that likely?
Thank you, Chairman. Maybe we can provide the details after the meeting. Can I?
Which details? Which details are you going to provide after the meeting?
Traffic.
Oh, fine. All right.
Yeah.
I'll sum up in a minute and ask with a list of things I want you to do. Thank you.
On the traffic side, I think that it is upon us to take account for the report that was made by the expert panel that looked at all the traffic issues during the Harbourfront Enhancement Review. This committee, therefore, and then we are the next committee after the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, so it's our responsibility to look for that continuity. In that report, we have been given by the Transport Department a report by the Transport Department, a lot of information. And I think the expert panel review not only commented on the Central Wan Chai bypass, they had an additional comment, which I believe was in an annex or a supplementary report, where they expressed great concern about the amount of development that was going to take place on the harbourfront and the impacts it would have. So I think what we need from the Planning Department and from the Transport Department is to make clear reference to all those three reports, the expert report, the expert panel report, the information was provided by the Transport Department at that time that was the basis for the expert panel to have their opinion, and the concerns that were raised about the level of development that was going to take place around the harbour front. So I think if we can see that data and then today's data, then we can be given some, then we've done our job, which we haven't done today because we don't have the data.
Maggie, final comment, please.
Yes, just very briefly. I mean, I remember something about that, but I wasn't on the Harbour Enhancement Committee, but I do understand. I did hear some of that. Yeah, the expert panel. But we actually spend a lot of time around here because we have an office in San Hung Gai Centre. The traffic is impossible you can hardly get in and out now. Now, we're told it will improve, but there are also places, I mean, when the bypass goes through, there are access points here as well. It's not going to just clear out the entire traffic issue. And I must admit, I would like a lot more comfort that this is really going to improve significantly before agreeing to another whole lot of development in that particular, just that little bit, that corner there.
All right. Any other comments? Any response from Planning Department or CDB before I point you in the right direction? No?
Chairman, all the details that we will provide after that.
Okay. I mean, you've heard members' comments. We're concerned about harbour accessibility, access, connectivity, enjoyment. So, you know, when you're reflecting on what you've heard today, please bear that in mind. That is where we're coming from. Now, one area that you've not been able to respond, I think, satisfactorily on is traffic. So I think you must come back to the task force with a detailed explanation of the statements you're making about traffic, and supported by analysis if necessary. And it's not just this. Everybody you're going to submit this to is going to say, what about traffic? And unless you're able to support the statements you're making, I think you're going to find yourselves in serious difficulty. So you need to come back to us. I think you should come back to us on pedestrian movement and traffic before you prepare the planning brief, because we will have input on those, particularly on those two elements, and then you can feed that into the planning brief, and then you can come back to us with the draft planning brief. So I think what we want to do is work with you, if you like, to make sure that this is the best scheme possible from a waterfront perspective. And I think, members, that's a fair summary, isn't it, of what we'd be expecting. We want to work closely with you, and traffic and connectivity and people movement as well are very, very crucial to us. So if you could take those comments and feed them into the system and your planning as you take things forward, we'd be very grateful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, I thought there were the other items.
Oh, sorry.
Tonicky Road, Chairman. Tonicky Road, we're going to increase the width of the building rather than increase the width of the...
Oh, you mean, sorry, items B, C, and D. Apologies, yeah. Any quick comments on B, C, and D?
Well, my only comment, Chairman, is that Tonicky Road is a very narrow footpath, and rather than widen the footprint of the building, I would suggest that we should widen the footpath the other way around in the road reserve. That's been my suggestion. And Tonicky Road is the one where you have a pedestrian crossing to the waterfront in the future, so it's probably going to be a desire line. So I would suggest that we go the other way around, get more space for pedestrians rather than less.
Okay.
That would be my comment. Chairman, just one little thing that I could pick up from the previous discussion, but just as a point of reference, when the West Kowloon Terminus was planned, the exhibition and convention facilities were not in the planning brief because the Bureau never asked Planning Department to put them in. And I think it's a bit disingenuous for the Bureau now to say, well, it's not in there because the Planning Department didn't put them in. If the Bureau wants convention exhibition facilities in the express rail station, then they should have asked for it when the planning brief was done. And then now they have not asked for it. Then now they say it's not in there because the planning brief doesn't say so. So I think it's a bit disingenuous from the Bureau, and I think that your Bureau should go back and answer the question, why haven't you asked for it? You know, why is this a better location than another location? So I think, anyway, I picked that answer from a previous discussion. Tonicky Road, Chairman.
All right. Tonicky Road, we'll pick up. I mean, obviously we're going to pass our observations to the Town Planning Board, and we can pick up Tonicky Road in that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bureau and... sorry, Peter, sorry.
Well, item C, nobody's discussed.
You don't understand it.
Because, well, I couldn't have put it better myself, Paul. I don't understand it. I mean, why is it here in an item agenda? I noticed the key word here is residential, and I wonder if there isn't a kind of a sly underlying aspect to this. We know that GIC sites have been looked at in terms of their capacity for potential redevelopment to residential, but it is a hostel at the moment. Why is it necessary to, or why has it been considered to, quote, be considered agreeable to designate the site to include hotel and residential institutions.
Planning department, like to comment quickly on that. Item C, why is it necessary to do this? Sorry, the question is, why is it necessary to rezone the Harbourview International House? Oh, sorry, please, yes, yeah.
Maybe I can explain a bit on this case. The Harbourview International actually is an existing use, but on the OZP, because of a previous amendment on the MSN, there's some residential nature development, including flats, hostel, house, residential institutions, staff quarters, are actually deleted from the column 2 of that GIC zone. But it's already an existing development, so that's why the international the guest house itself proposed amendment to the town plan board to ask for the rights to do some alteration and addition work. After hearing that, the board considered it reasonable to allow an existing development to do that. So that's why it particular tailor-made the zoning for that is to GIC 5 to allow the some residential nature for that particular site.
But it's in column 2.
Yeah, within column 2.
So ultimately, town planning board has a final say.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bureau and Planning Department. Don't forget the harbour planning principles. Thank you. Right, on we go. We are 15 minutes behind schedule, members. If you want to go early, we need to speed up.